You're listening to the APS show on rockandroll100lfm, that kind of duck, and may you have a wonderful Christmas holiday season, and play lots of Christmas music. Notice I said Christmas music, not holiday music. This is also on blogtalkradio.com. Season's greetings as well for all you other people. But as for the rockandroll100fm.com family, we say Merry Christmas. Greetings, everyone, and today is December 12th, 2017, and it is 3:12 a.m., and I am currently waiting on my room to warm up because it's a very small room and I can't go to bed with my heater on, my portable heater, so I'm letting it warm up so I can go to bed. And I thought I would do a podcast right quick. I heard on Infowars.com today about Harvey Weinstein and Stacey Keach or whatever his name is, and Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton and many other, Al Franken and many other Democrats that hog up 90% of the slush fund that is set up for settling sexual harassment under the table. Is used up by Democrats. 90%. But Al Franken, Stacey Keach, Harvey Weinstein, and Bill Clinton, now this is according to Infowars.com, were all on the Lolita Express, ran by that sleaze, whatever his name was, that sleaze that was arrested for selling young girls as young as 14 to 10. Here it is. Report. Fusion GPS, a tiny attempt to tie Trump to Clinton's pedophile friend Epstein. Epstein was his name. Man behind debunked dossier pushed the myth of a close relationship between Trump and Epstein. That's which is not true, by the way. A source who spoke to the Washington Times indicated that Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson pushed the idea of a close relationship between Trump and Epstein. A former options trader at Bear Stearns, sentenced to 18 months in prison in 2008 after pleading guilty to soliciting sex from an underage girl. Ken Silverstein, a reporter for Vice.com, who wrote a piece attempting to tie Trump to Epstein in January 2016, confirmed to the Times it was sourced by Fusion GPS. Since you asked, yes, they helped me with that, Silverstein said. But as you can see, I could not make a strong case for Trump being super close to Epstein. Epstein. So they could hardly have been thrilled with the story, in my humble opinion, that was the best story written about Trump's ties to the Epstein, but I failed to nail them. So you see, they're trying to tie Donald Trump to this sleazy sleazeball. The Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bill Clinton were all involved in. And InfoWars is reporting, Alex Jones is reporting today, that Harvey Weinstein and Al Franken have ties to this piece of filth. Like I say, I'm not really wanting to comment on news much anymore because I don't know whether we're being fed lies. By the way, today, pipe bomb detonates in New York, an ISIS-inspired attack. 27-year-old male from Bangladesh is in custody after explosion at major transit hub. Mikhail Thailand, Infowars.com, December 11th, 2017. Notice that was 11. Notice they picked 11. December 11th. A pipe bomb detonated in New York City's Port Authority bus terminal Monday in what has been described as an ISIS-inspired attack. The suspect, Akiad Ullah, I can't pronounce that name, 27-year-old piece of scumbag trash male from Bangladesh, and I added that, by the way, taken into custody after reportedly being injured by the blast. That's what I pray for all of them. You know, I've been praying that on this podcast a lot, for their bombs to explode on them, for their guns, their bullets to misfire and shoot themselves, to whatever they attempt to do, let it turn around and be the thief that kills them. That's my prayer to God, to the real God, Jesus Christ of the universe, as declared by the Bible. The King James Bible. I used to laugh at that, but lately I've been seeing where they just censor the Bibles, these new Bibles. They take away things, and I've actually joined the old-fashioned people, and I go along with that now, though. But the only after I've seen how much they mute the Bible, I mean, they'll try to take away from God's authority. There's too many people that believe that Jesus Christ was just a man. He was not just a man. He was God on this earth. He was a man in the flesh. He was a man, but he was God as of the Spirit and as of the Holy Ghost and as of God the Spirit, God the Father. They were all one, even though they was three. The man has reportedly been in the U.S. for 7 years and has lived in the Brooklyn area. The New York Police Department tweeted that numerous subway lines were being evacuated. Authorities responded to the scene. And this is the official tweet from the NYPD News. The NYPD has responded to reports of an explosion of an unknown origin of 42th Street and 8th Avenue at hashtag Manhattan, the A, C, and E line, and are being evacuated at this time. And info is preliminary. More when available. During a press conference in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo reported that three other people sustained minor injuries at the time of the bombing. Now, that's pretty sad. That's bad. But I celebrate that piece of filth, that Islamic State piece of filth, Islamic skink, got hurt. Indeed, that's what my prayer for all of them is when they're trying to kill people, let their own bombs turn on them. Let their own weapons turn on them. May God destroy these people. Because they're not going to get no 72 virgins. They're going to get some demons in hell is what they're going to get. Speaking with MSNBC, former NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton said, sources claim Ullah carried out the act in the name of ISIS. When asked if the suspect has referred to ISIS, New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill told reporters that comments were made but failed to expand. CBS reported that Ullah was inspired by the terror group online but did not have any actual connections to the group. Surveillance videos from inside the terminal shows the moment that the suspect's pipe bomb detonated. Authorities are attempting to determine if the improvised low-tech explosive device imploded prematurely. New York City alerts. Break-in photo. The suspect in police custody following the explosion at Port Authority bus terminal. And that was 9:03 a.m. on December 11, 2017. And I'm going to stop at that. If you want to read the full article, you can go to Infowars.com. And I'm going to touch on the same subject. The smut at Google moves to censor ISIS. Islam connection after New York terror attack. Despite terrorist motives and origins being widely reported, Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com, December 11th, 2017. Google's response to the attempted terror attack in New York this morning. Widely reported to have been carried out by a Bangladeshi ISIS supporter, was to suggest it would censor information related to the suspect's connection to the Islamic State and the religion of Islam. The failed attack happened at 7:20 a.m. in the underpass at the Port Authority Terminal near Times Square when the terrorists failed to detonate a pipe bomb correctly. Within a short period of time, reports began to emerge that the suspect was a Bangladeshi ISIS supporter who had been living in the U.S. for 7 years. However, when Twitter users, including myself and the Daily Caller, began to share this information, CNET's Alfred NG tweeted, "None of this has been confirmed, but here it is on the Google's top results." Who really gives a damn what Google thinks? The context of the tweet was a controversy that erupted after the last month's Texas church massacre, when many on the left complained about Google's search results returning links to tweets about the attack from non-establishment news sources that were inaccurate. Danny Sullivan, Google's public liaison for search, who has over 500,000 users on Twitter, quickly responded to NG's tweet by commenting, "Passing out along to our teams to look." The implication is clear that Google would look at removing the information from its search results despite it being completely accurate. BuzzFeed's Deputy Global News Director Ryan Broderick also posted a thread in which he accused the far-right outfits of pushing the conspiracy theory about ISIS supporter carrying out attack despite the details being widely reported at this time. Even CNN's Brian Stelter questioned why the information would be treated as unverified, given that it had already been revealed on the MSNBC by William Bratton, chief of the New York City Transit Police. Journalist Tim Poo responded to Broderick by illustrating how Bratton had revealed the ISIS and Bangladesh connection before so-called far-right outfits were tweeting about it. Now, I don't really care what Google thinks, but the problem is they are in control of what we read, notice, and unfortunately, and this needs to change. You see, Roger Stone's been pumping an idea past few days about real net neutrality, treating these internet companies like utility companies so they have to provide to everyone, not just who they want to cater to, but they got to cater to Democrats, Republicans, leftists, rightists, conspiracy theorists, realists, whatever they call themselves. I call them living in denial, a lot of them, because sometimes it's good to be a realist because you see things for how it really is. But on other times, some of them people that live, they live too far into reality that you can't even tell them nothing. You can't even explain anything to them. But anyway, if Roger Stone's idea of what net neutrality is, and I think that's where Donald Trump and his FCC regulators are going, the internet will have to cater to everyone or face lawsuits. That's the way it should be. You should be catering to everyone. I mean, even if they're not calling for no violence or anything, even the KKK or somebody like that has a right to at least post their thoughts, and then I should have the right to argue with that thought if I didn't agree with it. This is the way I look at things. I say a person's right where they're right and wrong where they're wrong. Black Lives Matter even has a right to propagate their stuff as long as they're not, but the problem is a lot of times they do call for killing. But even they have a right to exist and a right to put their opinion out there, as do socialists, as do communists, as do right-wingers, left-wingers, gay-ringers, straight-ringers, abortionists, pro-lifeists, pro-abortion, anti-abortion. We all have rights. Religious, non-religious, atheist, Catholic, Jew, even Muslim. I cringe to say that, because Islam is a cancer on this world, but they do have a right to speak their mind, and I have a right to go on my podcast, and I've got a right to argue with that, or any blog, or anything I write on, which I did blogs for years. Today, I just do the podcast. It's one that's easier, because you're recording what you're saying. Now, unfortunately, people can use your words against you. They can clip you and edit you and make you say things that you didn't say. But that's just, well, they can do that with articles. They can write around you, and I had them do that. People could copy and paste and say you said this and say you said that, and they can do whatever they want to do. That's just life. But I really do think that internet companies should be probably treated as a public utility, because then they have to provide. They have to provide without discrimination, and that's what it should be. There should be no discrimination on the First Amendment. Whether I agree with Black Panthers, or whether I agree with white supremacists, or whether I believe with Black supremacists, or whether I believe with Christians, or Muslims, or Jews, or don't believe it, it's my right, but it's also their right to believe in what they believe and say what they got to say. It's called knowledge. It's called discussion. It's called open discussion. It's called public discussion. Now, I know people like ISIS and them, they don't want to discuss. They want to just force it upon you. I know ISIS is technically defeated. Russia is even claiming they're defeated. They made that claim about 2 days ago on Russia Today, 2 or 3 days ago. Pentagon to defy Trump and allow transgender service members. Trump slams dumbest man on top is in Dine Lemon. His name is even, he's a lemon. Dems exploit Weinstein effect to attack Trump, as InfoWars predicted. MSN denies renew Trump sex accusations amid Russia fake news fails. Those are just some of the headlines on InfoWars.com, and I will be right back. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be right back. Okay, I have covered InfoWars.com. Now I'm going to cover my favorite, least favorite, app. The news app for MS, for Microsoft. White House. There are witnesses who can dispute Trump's accusers. That's actually a good one. Alabama Senate's latest pose. Who is leading? Let's see. Alabama Senate latest pose. Who is winning? On Tuesday, Alabama voters will choose between embattled GOP candidate Roy Moore or Democrat hopeful Doug Jones to represent their state in the Senate. While some polls have shown Moore leading by scant margin, experts recommend taking the results with a grain of salt. So it's looking like they don't know. I have a feeling Judge Moore is going to do it. People are tired of this crap. They don't trust the media either. EU rebuffs idea of recognizing Jerusalem as Netanyahu visits. 100-year-old man throws giant party for the less fortunate. Is this America? Is this America's next big bankruptcy? Alabama Senate race. I'm going to go. This is all my news. Let me go to the top stories. These are the top stories on the app. North Korean defector describes forced abortion says bodies fed to dogs in prison. How do we know this is real? This is sounding familiar, like the George Bush incubators. I'm not defending little fat man. He's evil. Bomber was retaliating for attacks on ISIS, authorities say. See Google, see Facebook, see Twitter. He was retaliating because ISIS is defeated. That was the New York Times, by the way. White House. There are witnesses who can dispute Trump's accusers, and that was Vox.com. Alabama Senate. I didn't read that one. How is my daughter a pervert? Alabama did's plain-spoken reboot of Moore strikes a nerve. The Washington Post. Kayla Moore. One of our attorneys is a Jew. And that was CNN. Alabama Senator churns into the final hours. That's still. CNN responds to Trump's tweet calling him a bully. CNN fired back against Donald Trump, saying he is engaging in bullying behavior. Less than an hour after Donald Trump used his favorite insult and calling CNN anchor Dan Lemon the dumbest man on TV Newsweek, and that was an hour ago. You want to know something? I hate all this bullying bullshit. I mean, bullcrap. North Korea prisons are as bad as Nazi camps, says judge who survived Auschwitz. And that was the Washington Post. I also heard on InfoWars that I know I'm getting out of the whatchamacallit here, this MSN out, the Microsoft. I don't get to see it much now that I've got the Android phone back, so I decided to get it out on my computer. But I'm getting away from it for a second, and I just lost my thought about what I was talking about. I guess I'll go back to the app because I messed myself up, and I don't even remember. I just went blank. So, a thought popped in my head real quick, and now I don't even remember what it was. American who defected to North Korea dies. He did not deserve to be murdered on the street like an animal. And that was the Washington Post, and I don't even know what the headline's about. Sanders says Trump policy would have kept out NYC bomb suspect. Whoa! Sanders says Trump policy would have kept out NYC bomb suspect. That's a good one, Sanders. You're right there. White House Press. Oh, we're not talking about Sanders. We're talking about, I get it now. I was thinking of another Sanders, but that's a dream. That's a what you could, wouldn't be a nightmare. It'd be a dream. I know who the Sanders they're talking about now, though. So, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. That's true. It would have. It's late at night. And I'm getting fuzzy. Sleepy. I need some brain force. I'm just kidding. I probably wouldn't take a brain. I mean, I'm not accusing it of being bad or anything. But I just don't. I don't do anything like that. I don't take anything for sleep. I don't take anything for staying awake. I don't take stuff like that. I take my vitamins. I'm not knocking it, but it might be good to have some right now because I'm sleepy as hell. Let's see what's in this good news section. Secret Scarf Santa leaves handmade gifts for anyone to take. Let's see what's going on in the crime here. I don't cover crime much. Plumber found guilty in slaughter of San Francisco Flint family. Teacher who allegedly snorted drugs in class makes court appearance at Chicago Tribune. The other one was SF Gate, San Francisco Gate. Dance teacher charged with rape after teen's parents allegedly uncovered disturbance. A former dance teacher is facing multiple charges of rape after a 14-year-old girl's parents went to the police on October 24th. People. Now, that was 5 hours ago. Police woman killed husband lived with his remains for 6 months. An Ohio woman is charged with murder after the authorities says she killed her husband, dismembered his body, and lived with the remains for 6 months. And that was WSIN Milwaukee 3 hours ago. Louisiana man admits misusing Trump's Social Security number. Associated Press. Man holds alleged burglar gunpoint while streaming it live. Inside Edition. That's a good one. Man who led cops on long manhunt to be sentenced to murder. That was WMTM Portland, Maine. Inside Casey Anthony's life as her notoriety fades and its people. U.S. man on the run after escaping notorious Bali prison. A U.S. man convicted on drugs charges escape Bali's notorious Karabakian jail and attempts Monday to morning to jailbreak with another American prisoner who was caught. And that was APF or AFP. Police recover guns taken from Cot, who was jumped in the Bronx. Police haven't recovered the service gun of an off-duty cop who was jumped and robbed by the three bandits early this Sunday. And that was New York Daily Times. I mean, New York Daily News. Well, I read that right. I'm getting tired. I guess I better just give in. I guess I better give in and close this podcast because I don't have no brain force. I don't have anything to keep me awake. I would like to get to some more of this stuff. Let's see what's in technology. Google wants you to experiment with its new photo apps. CNN an hour ago. Apple in 2018. 5 questions we need to ask. CNET. FCC, FTC to partner in policing internet after net neutrality repeals the Hill. And we need to treat it like whatever they call that, utility. Facebook is trying to make the poke happen again. Tech Church. Google reveals all the Android Wear watches getting Oreo and Gadget. Some HP laptops are hiding a devastated keylogger. Tech Church. Your child is getting his first smartphone. Read this first, USA Today. Apple acquiring music recognition Apple Shazam. As Spotify continues to inch toward a public listing, Apple is making a move of its own to step up its game in music services. Tech Church. The best gaming desktop PCs for every budget need. Who cares about gaming? That's all they think about. 30 things that might be obsolete by 2020. We're not sure what wildly innovative ideas the future will bring, but we have a pretty good sense of what devices will fall into disuse, an insider. Apple AI chief reveals more progress on self-driving tech, cars tech, and then that's engagement. The best smart home gadgets for apartment dwellers, and that's BGR. Google Maps will wake you up when you need to get off the bus. Engagement. Apple iPad Pro 2018. What to expect? International Business Times. Tracking your kids. Here are apps perennials are obsessed with, and that's Tech Insider. Twitter bug accidentally banned a bunch of accounts. Engagement. Facebook offers free music and sound effects for video makers. That's the New York Next Web. I need to look that up. I don't like Facebook, but AI is more than automation on steroids. It amplifies human innovation. Successful artificial intelligence capabilities opens up new ways of thinking, and new ways of thinking lead to great AI systems. ZDNet. Amazon wants a key to your house. I did it, and I regretted it. Amazon Key might help you avoid packages deaths, but the smart Lock and camera aren't good enough to warrant giving Amazon control of your door. The Washington Post. That is true. So I am going to close there. I've read some of the news. And you know what I think about the AI thing? I like it, and I don't like it. If it was fixed right, if it had kill switches, I'd be all for it. I'm not talking about them perverted sex bites. I'm talking about work bites and help bites and all that other stuff. And I guess if a person wants a sex bite, we'll let them have it. But it's a shame that that's the first thing they made out of them. When they started making them, that's the first thing they started making. But anyways, I'm going to close there. Thank you for listening. And for now, you can contact me on APFNS on Twitter and APSR Music on Instagram. And I say for now because I'm thinking about getting away from social media. I mean, it's just a big spy grid anyway. So I'm really thinking about it. I hadn't done it yet. And as you notice, I've got a Christmas theme for the rest of the Christmas season. This is the 12 days of Christmas. We're going into the 12 days of Christmas, Wednesday. Thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy 2018, and Donald Trump has done some great things for 2017, and hope that he can do some great things for 2018, and I finally remembered what I was going to talk about when I started speaking about that. Earlier in the podcast, I got off track, but I heard on Infowars.com today that he's reviving the space program. That is good. You know that sham of a president, Barack H. Obama, that terrorist in the White House, the leader, the commander of ISIS, Barack H. Obama, done away with our space program. He sold it to Russia. Well, you know, Trump is going to make a declaration to take us to back to the moon, take us to Mars. So that's a good thing. As you know, I got a song called Mission to Mars. By the way, since we're going to bring that up, and in honor of Trump talking about bringing the space program back, I'm going to play that song here at the end of the podcast. That's Mission to Mars by me. Thank you for listening. And go Donald Trump. We want the space program.
John is a happy man today. He's been chosen by NASA to go into space.
He'll be going to Mars. It's been a lifelong dream, yeah.
And even in the dragging ass, he gets a little depressed. As the kings of his wife and his kid, they're missing him so much.
So he goes on a side, yeah, and doesn't love the army.
He's happy for you, yes, he's happy for you.
He says that your friend God that he'll survive.
Cause he's going on a mission to Mars.
Going on a mission to Mars.
Hey, hey, hey.
Going on a mission to Mars. Yeah, he's going on a mission to Mars.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Thank you for listening to the APS show on rockandroll100fm.com. The Duck. What? 2017 All Rights Reserved.